This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Larry Bluestein, Daddy Garcia, we take you up until 8 o'clock this evening. Glad you could be with us on Monday. It is state championship week, and I'll tell you what, a lot of people are getting ready, starting on Wednesday evening, going all the way up to Saturday night. But somebody who got a jump on this state championship last weekend when it went up to the rural championships up at the Villages when Fort Meade wins the Invitational Rural Championship against Cross City Dixie County. And then in the Rural Championship, Madison County, we know they're always good. Tremendous program. They unseated Hawthorne and Coach Cornelius Ingram, who had been two-time state defending champion. Josh Wilson covers it all for Florida High School Sports Football. Josh, thanks so much for taking the time. Big week. I know you already kind of jumped the gun on everybody last weekend.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Appreciate you having me on here. And last weekend, the World State Championships at the Villages, and we saw a lot. I mean, that rural invitational, that was the first time that there had been an invitational bracket of any classification in Florida high school football history, the 60 plus years of high school football playoffs in the Sunshine State. And Fort Meade gave Dixie County the business. It kind of got off to a hot start. Dixie County tried to come back at the end, but a game sealing interception kind of sealed that one. Talk of the night on that one is the Madison County unseating Hawthorne, as you said there, and Hawthorne, the back-to-back defending state champions, looking for that three-peat. Well, Madison County denied that and gives Madison County their first state title since 2021 and a 21-14 effort, but it was 21-6 going into the fourth quarter. And, I mean, Madison County just looked very dominant. They looked like they were able to fluster everything that Hawthorne was trying to do. They came in with a much better game plan than they did last year. And of note, gives Price Harris his first ever state championship victory as a head coach, 20 years as a head coach, five different programs, including – going back to Williston, Frostproof, Taylor County, Dunellen, and now it is alma mater Madison County. And now Price Harris is a state championship winning coach for the first time.
Good cat. Good guy, too. Hard worker. He's I got a chance to meet with him, and he's a pretty nice guy. Starting on Wednesday, Shaman Amadon has done something, will do something that no other team in the state history has done. Nine straight consecutive state championship appearances when they take on Clearwater Central Catholic in a rematch of a rematch of a rematch.
Yeah, it's hard to believe it. Here we are. It's like, here we are, deja vu all over again in kind of a way, because it's the third year in a row that we are seeing these two teams match up in the state championship game. That, of course, they've met several times in the state semifinals along the way, too. But you know, if it weren't for that 2020 game, we'd be talking Shaman Madonna going for a record 9 straight state title. You know, that's, yeah. That's where we're That's the thought in this, though, is that there's that one little asterisk right there, and that's that 2020 game against Trinity Christian, who, they met last week in Trevor Navadano.
You're
not scoring any points. On us. So it really shows you just how much the times have changed in just in quick order compared to 2020 and what it is now, 2024, yeah. With the teams, Trevor Navadano's just, dominant, And I know as much as everybody else does. So some people start questioning Shaman Madonna after the first two losses, but ever since then, hey, look what they've been doing. I mean, they've been curb stomping teams in the playoffs. So I mean, what's not to say? I mean, I'm kind of nervous what's going to happen Wednesday, but maybe that's for good reason why it starts off the week instead of end the week.
Yeah, well, I watched both teams play on Thursday night. Saw Central Catholic Friday at Chaminade. Clearwater Central Catholic is much better than they were, and they're well coached. And Coach Harvey's done a great job. And just a word to the wise: keep your eye on Trinity Christian for the upcoming years. They started 4 freshmen and 5 sophomores last week, so they're going to be pretty good. 2A, you got Coco. They've been there, done that. 2-time defending state champion against Gadsden County. Havana used to be Northside High School, used to be a bunch of good teams back in the day, but now this team went 13-1, only losing to Coffee County. But we know Coco's been there, done that before, and they obviously come in as a huge favorite.
Coco, defending state champion here in this regard, and you kind of dig back into the record books a little bit to find when the last time a school from Gadsden County made it. I mean, you talk about the history of 4 schools in Gadsden County at one time: Chattahoochee, Greensboro, Havana Northside, Quincy Shanks, and now over the years the schools have consolidated, and now it's a 1 county high school now in Gadsden County. So it's been a long time coming for them, but I know they've been playing some really sound football, and
yes,
it really starts with the lines, but Coco's a whole nother juggernaut. But if there's anything, they play the schedule that has prepared them. And, with that loss to Coffee County, who's coached by former Madison County head coach Mike Coe. That's no better way to prepare. Hey, go across the state line, test your chops there, and then come back in and get ready for the playoffs. And, what Russell Ellington's doing there has been nothing short of fantastic. I mean, honestly, Gadsden County deserves to be here, and I know it's going to be a long road trip for them, but hey, they've earned it.
Yeah, well, Niceville could have won last week, and it'll be two and a half hours more to the west. Let's move along because we got the short time, but a lot long time to go with this. Number 3 seeded Northwestern will be playing Jacksonville Reigns, undefeated. Northwestern has just been impressive. I mean, they're only 2 losses: Venice in overtime, at Venice in the second game of the season, and then Miami Central by 4 points. Teddy Bridgewater's done an awesome job. He'll face a range of teams, got a lot of talent.
Yeah, and you know what? This is exciting. It's gonna nightcap the whole entire state championships there Saturday night, and it's a big game. It's huge right there in that regard there, and to see what Teddy Bridgewater's done in just 1 year's time. First time as a head coach. Being able to restore the pride of the Bulls. I mean, I know we know he's made some social media remarks about how everything is in Miami-Dade County. We get that, but what he's done as a head coach just in that short amount of time he's been, I think it's restoring the pride of Miami Northwestern, and here they are, and Reigns, I honestly, as I told another reporter this morning asking me a question through a private message, I'm like, my thought is, hey, maybe this is a potential game that has potential overtime implications just because both teams are that talented.
It could be. Let's move along. 4A, Orlando Jones undefeated against American Heritage Plantation, who has had the toughest schedule in the state, bar none. I mean, they played everybody. They played everybody from Chaminade to Norland twice, to St. Thomas, on and on, to Milton, who is going to be in the Georgia State Finals, undefeated, number 2 in the nation, against an Orlando Jones team that had some close games.
No, absolutely. And, it's really, you look at these two teams, you look at them and they're, the they love to pass the ball a lot. So this is if you're a fan of the passing game, you're a fan of the quarterbacks throwing the ball a lot. This is your game. This is the kind of game that you want to watch, because it's going to come down to what defense can actually make the stops. That's going to be the key question. You know, who can pressure the quarterback more. But this will be a fun game to watch. And honestly, I feel like you've got two of the best teams. You've got the two best teams in Class 4A sitting there in that game.
Well, okay, let's go. 7A Lake Mary and Venice, going to be a good game. Osceola, know their way in West Boca Raton. But before we let you go, St. Thomas Aquinas, Lakeland. Lakeland's been the number one team in the state since the beginning of the year against St. Thomas, who's come from behind the last 2 years, but they've won 5 straight state titles.
No, absolutely, but Lakeland's been on a tear this year. But let's remind everybody, when was the last time these two teams met in the state championship game? We'll go back to 2018, that 33-20 game that Lakeland won there. But we know that there's the history of these two teams when it comes to being in the state championship together. It's always going to be electrifying, and I expect the fans both from Lakeland to make that trip down, that 3-hour trip down to Miami, and obviously St. Thomas Aquinas not too far away making that trip.
No doubt.
And then I'll just real quick, hey, West Boca Raton, Lake Mary, first time teams making the state championship game. So hats off to Scott Perry at Lake Mary and Dylan Potts at West Boca Raton, what they have done.
Good stuff. Josh, thanks so much. Let everybody know how they can follow you. I know you're going to be real busy this week.
No, absolutely. At Florida, at FLAHS Football on X/Twitter, at FlaHS Football on Facebook and Instagram, FlaHSFootball.com. We'll have content. We got show tomorrow night, 7 till 10:30, live streaming YouTube, X, and on Facebook. So we'll be talking to a lot of the coaches and making our picks tomorrow night, live from
Good
Miami.
Thanks, Josh. Appreciate you. Josh Wilson,
this week,
a lot of high school football. Yeah, okay, good stuff.